Wait, I thought Adam Scott was here. What's that going on?
Just left.
Oh, it's just me?
Yeah, just you.
He heard you were coming and he ran out of here.
Oh, what a bastard. Oh, this is one way to end a day. Hello.
I love this movie. I thought it was so great. I love
cool.
the sentiment in it. What was the personal resonance for you?
There are a lot of things that I like about this movie. I had never read anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. I guess the ultimate message is, you know, for those who've lost their sense of spirit and faith and connectedness at Christmas. It's about family. You know, this family finds their way. They've been completely disconnected, and this is them uniting and learning to appreciate each other again and really express their love for each other, only when faced with the worst possible situation.
Hi.
Hi.
So I've been asking everyone, now that we have Krampus, parents can use it against their kids during the holidays. So what do you remember as a child being told during the holidays?
You better watch out. You better not cry. Yeah.
And also, what was it like shooting in your neck of the woods?
Which what? My neck of the woods?
They shot in New Zealand, right?
Oh, yes. Just the same as Australia. Okay, so there is that song, you know, better watch out. Be careful if you're naughty or nice because he's watching you, all that kind of stuff. This is like taking it to the nth degree. You know, it's a similar kind of scenario. I personally love Christmas. It's a really lovely time that I get to spend with my family, and I love buying presents for people that I know and love, and for, you know, finding something very pertinent to them that I know that they will appreciate. And, you know, I start shopping in the middle of the year like an idiot. But I just love to avoid the stress of it because it can get a little crazy, as you see at the beginning of this movie. New Zealand is pretty much the most beautiful place I've ever been on our beautiful planet, and I loved working there. The people are so relaxed, so hardworking, so good at what they do. It's physically beautiful. And Wellington itself has been set up by the mayor of Wellington, Peter Jackson. The facilities are incredible, and it just made it incredibly convenient.
When families get together, at least my family, as the film as well, sometimes disagreements happen, arguments happen, you know, because liberal versus conservative, whatever, what have you. So can you talk a bit about your Christmas family get together, and how is it harmonious? Or
it's pretty harmonious. I like my family. I know that people have family members that they don't really vibe with, which can make Christmas something to endure rather than enjoy. But, you know, we look forward to it, and it's a really special couple of days for us, where no one has to rush off and you can, you know... And it's hot there. We swim and, you know, eat healthy food and, you know, enjoy the feast and then lay around because we've eaten too much and watch movies. The same as you do here, except it's just a little warmer and we get to plunge in the ocean at the end of the day, pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to... I actually spent a Christmas in Australia once, and it was very weird because this is still, like, summertime. And it's like,
what's weird is we grow up with the images of Christmas here. So everything's all snowy and nothing to do with our own experience. Yeah, there are some images of him hanging tan on a surfboard, yes, in board shorts, yeah.
Speaking about fears and how this, you know, Michael thinks this will help kids conquer some fears. What were some of your fears when you were a kid?
Oh, God.
Either from movies or...
Fears as a kid. I don't know. I mean, I was more kind of rambunctious and running around and just being active and enjoying life. I wasn't really... I think the fear creeps in as you get older when you realize how much there is to lose.
Hey, Tony.
Hi.
How has your perspective on the holidays and Christmas changed as you've gotten older? You know, have you gotten more nostalgic for it and more into it, or have you gotten less into it, or, you know, how does it change as you get older?
Well, I loved it as a kid. I've always loved it. It's really wonderful having my own children. Just seeing the complete joy and awe in their eyes is something to behold, you know. I don't have anything, I've got no dirt to dish. It's all good for me at Christmas. It's a positive thing. I really enjoy it.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Did you ever think that you would be making a holiday horror film?
No. No, and that's the great thing about it. And that's the great thing about life. It really surprised me. I think it's so original, and it's like nothing I've ever done before. And I got to do things that I'll probably never do again, you know, like wrestling with a demonic angel bitch with a very active tongue. it was really actually just cool and interesting to, you know, to work with Weta Workshop and also trudging through that treacle silicon foam at the end in the snow. It was literally suctioning onto us. It was like working out for 3 days straight. Just really strange, interesting, physical experiences. But I really love that this story, you know, it feels like a John Hughes film, like this kind of dysfunctional family, and they're really acerbic and witty and dry, and then it just fully swings into something else. And I just love being shocked that way in any film or in anything. You know, the element of surprise is so rarely successfully implemented these days. You know, you can see what's coming, and this just is totally shocking. I love that.
So did you have any trepidation about taking a role in a horror movie? And are you a fan of horror? And if so, like, what are some of your favorites?
I've done a couple of horror films. I don't like watching them because I like to sleep at night. But this has, you know, its tongue firmly wedged in its cheek. It retains a sense of humor, and it also has this kind of giddy kid-like quality imbued in it. You know, the creatures alone, it's a teddy bear, for God's sake. You know, I imagine kids are gonna love it, you know, and it is kind of a family film if you have kids of a certain age.
Tony, we found out the work, we found out your career. Could you talk about working with the actors who play the children in this film? I'm sure you've worked with child actors before, but...
I've worked with a lot of kids, yeah. I've been playing mums for a really long time. They were all amazing, you know, individually and en masse. And I think there was a very infectious, kind of joyous energy that they possessed. And I love working with the kids because they've got no rules. They're just present and they just turn up and they just do it. And there's a real honesty to that. Some of these kids had acted before and some of them hadn't. And it was just pure joy for them, you know, and that is infectious.
Did you like them?
Oh, I wouldn't be so condescending.
How about working with Adam, though? I mean, he's, you know, I think he's one of the comic, you know, geniuses right now. I just love his style. Did you guys...
He's very funny. I wasn't really familiar with his work, just quietly. So everyone was like, this guy, you're going to love him. He's so funny. I was like, this guy's really... What's wrong with him? He's so dry. And then obviously, you know, it grew on me. I got to know him. I mean, you know, everyone, you don't just come in and you're like, hey, here we are. We're just going to know each other right off the bat. It takes a while to gradually get to know people. And the more I did, man, the funnier he is. And he's also very talented, obviously, but kind and sweet and just such a decent person. It was a real pleasure working with him. I think between he and Keckner and Al, the four of us just hit Wellington and had the best time. It was really fun.
You spoke a little bit about wrestling with the angel bitch in the attic. Was there much rehearsal to that? Did you even want that just so you could be more surprised on the fly?
There was no rehearsal. You know, we talked about it. It's kind of a lengthy scene. But also Mike wanted to – he wanted the element of surprise. He didn't want us to see these characters before we were confronted by them in the story. So that was fun to, you know, to have a real authentic response to them. Also, you can't really rehearse being choked or strung up. was there another part to that question, sorry? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good one.